I heard that during the trial they, for some reason, brought up my name.
Yes, your interview with my wife, Cindy. They mentioned that. Bit exactly what the context was and what the complaint was. But basically, they were trying to brand her as a lunatic for not believing in the government story that I was trying to have her killed. They felt that she should believe them versus her husband of 25 years versus her own ears when she heard the tapes. The first time she heard the tapes, she heard things that were wrong with them that told her the tapes were false.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she called me the liar.
It just seems like the whole thing is rigged against you, and I can't understand how they can continue with this when it seems like they're violating all these laws that are put in place to make sure that you can defend yourself properly.
I understand what you're saying, but let me turn that statement around. How can they help but continue to do this? If at some point they finally fold their tent and go away, they admit what they've been doing to me, and they can't do that. That's why I'm thinking that probably I'm going to end up dead here one morning, suicided or a quote-unquote natural causes. That's the only way, the only graceful way out for the government right now, because I'm sure not going to let